On to Baghdad now, where NPR's Scott Simon has been there for almost a month. He joins us now by phone. So good to have you with us, Scott.
Nice to be with you, Michelle.
Well, American forces have won the war in Iraq. It appears that they have yet to establish the peace there in the capital city. It sounds like security problems can continue to plague the capital.
Well, security problems for sure plague the capital. The looting, I must say, has affected more Baghdadis personally, and certainly more profoundly and for a longer period of time than the bombing, which, with the exception of a few well-acknowledged mistakes, really did strike military targets. The looting has affected virtually every building of any size or substance that you see in Baghdad. And of course, it's particularly tragic when you take a look at the many shopkeepers that used to populate an area like Al Rashid Street and realize that their lifetime assets essentially disappeared in the period of just a few hours.
Baghdad now has a new police chief, but is there any clear line of authority at this point?
Well, I would have to say not a clear line of authority that I've discerned. I mean, you have to acknowledge that Baghdad is a free city. There are political demonstrations virtually every day. There are new political parties that seem to be formed several times a day. But the rudiments of life continue to be a mess here. The lack of electricity, except for only in a spurts of a few hours, affects everyone. There are only enough students back in school to furnish a few television features because, of course, parents don't want to send their youngsters to schools that are darkened, particularly with the security problems. It certainly complicates the problems with medical care because generators can run for only so long without being resupplied. The supplies that many people stocked in expectation of a war are running out because they didn't expect this period of prolonged indecision. And I must say this paralysis undercuts the impression of power that the U.S. got in winning the war so quickly. There are many Iraqis that seem to think that any country with the muscle to topple Saddam Hussein so quickly ought to be able to turn the lights back on and unclog the streets and make things work.
One problem it would seem that would contribute to that chaos is the flood of looted or stolen weapons now seen in the city streets. How big a problem is this now?
Well, of course, the proliferation and easily availability of weapons complicates the security problem, but the lack of security complicates the security problem. Many people seem to be buying guns or acquiring guns or finding a gun somewhere because it's their security system of last resort.
It sounds like the frustration abounds in the city. There was one thing that was surprising to me to read in the paper this morning, that America plans to begin importing oil to quell the frustration there over the long gas lines. That's so surprising since Iraq is such an oil-rich country.
You know, there's one thing. When you cite something like that, I think it's important to cite another effect of the lack of electricity. The lack of electricity here provides for a lack of information. There is very little that resembles mass media in Baghdad now because of the lack of electricity. People are beginning to run out of batteries. People are not routinely listening, able to listen to news on the radio or watch it on television. More people are buying satellite TV dishes, but they really don't have the power to run them. So there's a lack of information here about what's going on. So, for example, when the U.S. Interim Authority says that there's going to be an Iraqi advisory board, 9-person advisory board formed by the end of the month, the news has very little impact here because people have no way of hearing the news and no way of being impressed by it.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you.
NPR's Scott Simon in Baghdad.